You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It was a hell of a rugby player. And they beat the hell out of the black and tans. Oh, God.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
Do you have an update on the leak investigation?
I'm going to go plan three.
Truly wonderful the mind of a child is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is hard to go to work every day with Marjorie Taylor Greene as a colleague.
Oh, boo! Right.
It's hard to commute 3,000 miles to your job.
I'll be on the veranda since you're already on the cross.
I don't know how long this Saturday in the state of Tennessee might last.
Blah, 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 black preacher voice. Blah, 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 blah.
But oh, we have good news, folks.
You know Chris Angel, mind freak, David Blaine, trapped all horse jumping off here? Ain't no damn takes. Ain't no damn motion picture.
Why are you still in character?
Man, I don't drop character till I've done the DVD commentary.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We have so much sound to get to tonight with Katie Porter, the California congresswoman who's running for the Senate. She doesn't want to work with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It turns out now that her husband in the divorce documents that were leaked to the Daily Mail, they can't get any American newspapers to print it, you know, because, ooh, it might hurt a Democrat. Her husband accused her of dumping a pot of boiling water with potatoes in it on his head. Wow. When you thought Amy Klobuchar was a tough one to work for. But she's concerned about Marjorie Taylor Greene now. And we've got all the Biden cuts to play. We've got all these phony baloney Tennessee state reps who are now using their Reverend Al Mau Mauing the flat catcher voices. And the Globe wrote a big puff piece about one of them now. It's the biggest puff piece I've read in the Globe since they lionized Monica Cannon Grant, who's now looking at about 150 years in prison for her financial fraud, corruption, and depredations. But anyway, we'll get to all that. We'll get to all of it as the afternoon progresses. Right now, it's time for the Chump Line.
OG should have kept those classified documents in a safer area, like next to a Corvette in a garage.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he doesn't ask for any special treatment. He just wants to be treated like Joe Biden with the classified documents.
Come on, man. I'm so excited to be in Country Louth, Country Louth, home of Ambrose Finnegan. I remember I became friends with the vice president back when I was vice president before I moved into the Oval Office in the Capitol. What? Not Capitol? Before I moved into the lowercase Oval Office. Not a joke.
And the black and tans today, confusing them with the All Blacks rugby team. I mean, it's the worst historical screw up since confusing the Tuskegee Airmen with the Tuskegee Experiment. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Hey, Howie, I'm glad Brandon clarified the key to success is not to question the motives of others. I guess I'll stop questioning why men in fishnets twerk in front of kindergartners.
Yeah, you know, was it that hard? If a kid asked you, what's the key to success? I was thinking about this myself, but I would say work hard. And I would say, kids, there's an old cliche, you know, that the harder I work, the luckier I get. But you know what? Like a lot of old sayings, it's true. So just work hard, kid. Keep your nose to the grindstone. And another thing to remember, look at this guy next to me. It's my son. I say he's the smartest guy. No, but he's not. He's a complete bleeping degenerate. And you know what that proves? Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Remember that one too, kid. There'll be a pop quiz on this later in the day.
If only Texera had posted those documents to the server at night, Garland and the FBI never would have found them.
Yeah, that's right. They can't get the people vandalizing the Catholic churches because they do it at night. By the way, did you see, you know, they were trying to put the guy in suburban Philadelphia with seven kids. He defended his son from this perv, this nasty, nasty pro-abortion old-timer at the abortion clinic. They wanted to give him 11 years. He was acquitted by the jury. Now they have a trans on the West Coast who pushed around someone in a Catholic church, vandalized it, wrote bleep Catholics here and there, it wrote all kinds of hate speech, and they don't even want to give him any jail time. No jail time! Because he's a trans. And people are texting and saying, how does Texera get out of this? How about if he says he's a trans? I think they'll let him go on, they'll just dismiss all the charges against him at the first arraignment this afternoon in Boston Federal Court if he says he's a trans.
Apparently, the only secure document in Washington, D.C. is Epstein's client list.
And the JFK assassination documents. They still have not been released after almost 60 years.
Tax the wealthy? I think we should tax the 81 million people that voted for Joe, if you can find them.
Good luck. Good luck. And by the way, even if you could find them, 90% of them don't work. That's why they voted for Joe.
First Plugs wants to take away my 38, and then he's coming after my beloved V8. But the worst part is the old fart wants to be president until he's 88.
Yeah. The more he talks, the less likely that seems to be, the Limerick guy. I just don't see it in the cards. And where will you hear these sound cuts from today?
If I were locked atop Blarney Castle with Rapunzel, I would say to myself, don't jump, use her hair, and take time to smell the shampoo on the way down.
That's very funny, but also very sick.
Howie, if Clarence Thomas wants a free Irish vacation, all he has to do is hop on the Biden Express.
Yeah, they are so bent out of shape about Clarence Thomas. Do you think that this is another indication of their racism, going back to the days of the Ku Klux Klan and bombing Fort Sumter? I mean, could they hate this black guy anymore? And by the way, did you see Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, when he was defending his uncle Leonard Jeffries, a vicious anti-Semite back 30 years ago at the State University, New York, Binghamton? He said that his uncle was getting a high-tech lynching. Now, who came up with that word, Mr. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries? Was that a certain black conservative who you compared to a... Well, I'm not even going to get into what you compared Clarence Thomas to.
Lovey, remember the time I bought Ginger's car that beer? I should have gotten another Purple Heart for suffering through that night. Anyways, you'll be shocked to learn that it was a Bud Light. It's fitting, though, considering his athletic career consisted of bridge matches and dance lessons. Perhaps we should call him Deerfield Mulvaney.
Just to state one more time, he did not buy the beer. I bought the beer. It was at the Red Hat. I don't know that the Red Hat had Bud Light at the time, but I think he was quaffing drafts. And I'm pretty sure they were darker, darker lagers or ales.
Is it true Taylor was arrested by the FBI for having detailed plans on how to build an Imperial Death Star that he got from Amazon?
Taylor doesn't live all that far, does he, from where the pench went down this afternoon? North Dighton? It's in Bristol County, I think.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to leave such a message, call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear a second chump line, or you just wanted to hear your message and it didn't turn up on the chump line, we always have more than we can use. So we put a second chump line together. It's called Chop Chumps. Chop Chumps is posted every weeknight evening around 7 o'clock. Get Chop Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Oh, gee, should have kept those classified documents in a safer area, like next to a Corvette in a garage.
OG was his handle in the chat room, in case you're wondering what that reference is to. Jack Texera, or Teixeira, I don't know how you pronounce it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. By the way, we had a great cheap bastard deal today. The Lou Ale House in Taunton, Mass. Liberty and Union Ale House. It's a $50 gift certificate for $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. We also have a handful left from Maria's Ristorante, great Italian restaurant in Portland, Maine from yesterday. But go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store and check out our great deals for our restaurants and various other really fine items for sale. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bond. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
Actually, it turns out that North Dighton is a lot closer to Taunton than it is to where Taylor is down in suburban New Bedford. It's too bad we didn't have the Lou on yesterday. He could have... Jack Texera could have gotten a gift certificate, a $50 gift certificate for $25 before he got lugged today by the G-Men. But, you know, that's one more for you guys. That's one more for you guys. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store. Liberty and Union Ale House in Taunton, Mass. $50 gift certificate for $25. All right. With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is the U.S. now a third world country? Yes, no, or not quite, but getting closer all the time.
Not quite, but getting closer all the time.
Up to 61% now believe not quite, but getting closer all the time. 35% say yes, and 4% say no.
All right. 617 say other secure documents in D.C. include Tara Reid's complaint about her rape by Joe Biden, Barack Obama's LSAT scores, To which I would add Elizabeth Warren's employment applications at UPenn and Harvard law schools, Pelosi's taxes, Hunter's laptop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
These are facts. Check them out.
Check them out. All right, I'm going to play a few cuts from Brandon today at the Irish Parliament, talking about something called history, although he has a different way to pronounce it. Cut 15.
Our history reminds us, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president. It should be the president.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Now, let's hear that one again. And remember, listen carefully for the first word.
Our history reminds us, yours and mine, of the responsibilities we have to the president. It should be the president.
Now, he talked about his sainted Irish mother and a saying that she had. And now, my mother was not Irish, so maybe that's why I don't know this expression. But my Aunt Mabel never shared this with me, and she was 100% Irish, FBI, full-blood Irish. Cut 12.
My mom used to have an expression, said, Joey, courage is the greatest virtue of all. For without courage, you can't love with abandon. Without courage, you cannot love with abandon.
Without courage, Joey, you cannot love with abandon. No. I would remember if Mabel had ever shared that one with Aunt Mabel, or Aunt Doris had shared that one with me, but they never did.
Could you love with a Smokey?
You can't have love with a bandit. Is that the flip side of Smokey and the Bandit song by Jerry Reed? You can't. You can't love with a bandit. Now, this is a weird story. This is a very weird one. Now, this is extremely pointless. Cut 11.
I was campaigning for president, and I was out in Colorado, and I was with a man whose family had been, he was a former senator, a man whose family had been in the United States since the conquistadors for generations. And he kept, and there were a whole lot of people standing across a refurbished rail station in eastern Colorado. And there were literally 10,000 people on the other side of the track waiting to hear me speak. And he kept saying, now, Joe, remember, these people are not, these are my people. They're Hispanic. They're not used to being taken. You got to show respect and serious. I said, I understand. And he kept it up. Finally, I turned to him and said, God's truth, this refurbished train station, okay? It had like linen kind of wallpaper on it. And about every 20 feet, there was a brass plaque that's saying, no Irish allowed. I said, I get it.
Well, you're a little bit ahead of me because I don't get it. Do you get it? I don't get it. 844-500-4242. These are running really long. Okay, cut 24.
You know, I hadn't planned on running for president again in 2020. My son, Bo, had just died of stage 4 glioblastoma after coming back from Iraq after a year. He was the Attorney General of Delaware.
He worked Bo in there. Don't jump, Joe. Don't jump. All right, we've got more of this, and we'll take some more calls on the intelligence breach. And how did the Washington Post find this guy? Do you think the intelligence community pointed the way for them because they wanted to get it out? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's play a few more before we go back to the phone lines. Cut 23.
And in the face of it, they're good stories on its face. Let's face it.
Face. That was a face plant in terms of a sentence. Let's go back to his days as an All-American when he was thinking about going to the Naval Academy, but he didn't want to embarrass Joe Bellino and Roger Staubach. Remember that? Cut six.
And I didn't play rugby except when I was out of school, out of law school, and I didn't play it very well. We played in a rugby club, but I did play American football and a few other sports, but I realized
a few
that,
other sports.
You know, you guys are all nuts.
He played a few other sports. You know, he was All-American in all of them, too, I'm sure. So he's talking about rugby. This was rugby yesterday. Now, he was talking about the New Zealand has a rugby team called All Blacks, and he confused it with the Black and Tans, which was a paramilitary force during the Irish Revolution after World War One. They were basically thug types recruited from Northern Ireland and Britain. Black and Tans, paramilitary. They came in and they killed and beat Irish civilians in the in what became the Republic. And growing up in an Irish household, you kind of knew who the Black and Tans were. I mean, you didn't spend a lot of time thinking about them. But again, he gets everything confused because his brain is mush. But so it's really, so he's, again, he's, and he, I think when he said this, he was in Northern Ireland, which is where the Black, that's part of Britain still to this day. And so he's ripping a British military, paramilitary unit. It's weird. It's weird. Cut 11 from yesterday.
You see this tie I have with a shamrock on it? This was given to me by one of these guys right here. It was a hell of a rugby player. And they beat the hell of the Black and Tans. Oh, God. But it was when you were at a Soldier Field, wasn't it? The game?
They disbanded the Black and Tans around 1921, 22, something like that. Did they even have, I don't think Soldier's Field was built then. But this isn't the first time he's confused things. Remember a couple of years ago, he was trying to talk about the Tuskegee Airmen, the black flying unit during World War II, and he confused it with the Tuskegee experiment, which was injecting black men in Alabama with syphilis back in the 30s to see how they would respond to it. I mean, there's a big difference between the Tuskegee Airmen and the Tuskegee experiment, but don't tell that to Brandon. Here's the flashback, cut 12.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to be experimented on, the Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories.
You don't, though. Some people do, but you don't. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to today's. Cut 27.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea what this, my greatest regret, and I'm going to sound like a kid, but my mom's not here to hear it. My greatest regret is my grandfather Finnegan, who was an Irish-American who's grandfather was Owen Finnegan, who made the effort. And he was a great athlete. He went to Santa Clara University, and he was a newspaper guy on the business side. And I never understood what he meant when he said, "Joey, I worry about you." He'd lean over. I said, "Pop, what do you worry about?" He said, You're too much like that guy who led the revolution, instead of the guy who was the prime minister. I said, he said, "You got to be less like the military guy." They shot him. more like De Valera.
I think Amon De Valera rolled over in his grave when he heard that Ambrose Finnegan compared Joe Biden to him. 844.
So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time.
844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Howie. I just want to make a minor correction. That Tuskegee experiment, they didn't inject any of the men with syphilis. They
treated a number of men who had syphilis, but they only treated half of them, or I guess two-thirds of them, and they kept some as controls. They did not treat them.
Yeah, okay.
But I just want anyone to think they injected syphilis into anybody, like the Nazis did or something, or the Japanese. But I was a reserve officer in 1990, called into active duty, stationed on board an aircraft carrier during the first Persian Gulf War. And that's when I saw the first fax machines in use. I always remember that's when fax machines became popular, late 80s or something, because
right.
I once you're out at sea, you can go into the operations room if you're an officer. I was in the medical corps. I wasn't a pilot or anything. But I noticed that the pilots would come back, and they'd get faxed photos of their targets. In other words, they might have had photos before they left, too, but they'd get to see what their bombing had done. Again, that was the bombing Baghdad and around. That was the first time we went there. We didn't get Saddam Hussein for another 15 years after that. But in any case, there were a lot of targets. And anyway, to make it get to the point, one of the fellows must have faxed a photo to another base. Or I don't know what happened, but suddenly we were on an incredible lockdown. I couldn't get into the operations room. The ship was like there was a plague on the ship because someone had faxed just a photo. Really, probably to a buddy or to his wife or something. And, I mean, that is so minuscule compared to this violation, this leak of... So that's my story.
Look at that guy talked about, the sailor from Vermont. I mean, he was sent to the brig for sending back just a social picture of himself in one of the nuclear submarines. I mean, and this goes... I mean, how many people had access to this, and how an earlier caller said, you know, is this the drawdowns and the fact that they have so many fewer people in the regular military than they used to, and they're going to continue to have fewer because they can't recruit anybody because of all this nonsense that's going on, all this wokeness and critical race theory and being beaten over the head about your quote unquote white privilege. I mean, who's joining the military at this point? Thanks for the call, Ron. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
thanks for taking the call. Thanks for those cuts. I swear, Biden must have like a TV guide memory of all the subjects. Just three or four lines. The only black and tan he knows about is a Guinness and some Bass in it. And I think that's probably where he got confused. But on this Texera thing, how much regret has Eric Snowden, Julian Assange, or even Fang Fang got that they went the hard route and this guy just took a job at the National Guard?
I know. He just it's not like, you know, he's not like trying to, you know, advance the new world order, you know, like some of these Russian, like the Rosenbergs or Kim Philby. He's not trying to make a ton of money like Jonathan Pollard or somebody like that. He's just trying to impress a bunch of teenagers who are like him, are stuck in their basements, Zebra.
It's pitiful, but it goes to show you how much they don't keep their eye on the ball. It's just like you said, they're more worried about pronouns than protagonists. They don't have a grip on anything, and they everyone's always cleaned up their mess for them. And I hope we get in there soon, because what a mess it is.
Right. Yeah, all these people that are in charge now, they've always been adults in the room, and the adults are leaving the scene very quickly. And you know, I begin to think about it, what's going on in the country, and you just think, I hope that there's a good doctor when I get sick. I hope there's an airline pilot who knows what he's doing when I have to fly somewhere. You know, I hope there's a drawbridge operator who knows what he's doing. Because, you know, with all the drawbridges in Florida. I mean, I'm just not confident that anybody in any position up or down the ladder knows what the hell they're doing. Because I don't see much of it anymore. I just see kind of rampant incompetence and corruption and sloth. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
You just played a quote from Biden saying he had 10,000 people at some crappy railroad station in Colorado.
Yes.
I doubt it. But he had more than 10 people show up anywhere.
Yeah. What the hell was that story all about? I don't understand any of these stories anymore. None of them make any sense whatsoever.
He doesn't understand them either.
No, he doesn't either. That's why we keep playing Grandpa Simpson talking about the onions, tying an onion to his belt. I mean, these are the kinds of stories Biden is telling. Before, you know, a year or 2 years ago, it might have seemed like we're exaggerating his dementia a little bit, but not anymore. He's gone. I got the whole sheet. I've been through like a third of these cuts.
I thought I recognized you. I gave you a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint my chicken coop, and you never did it.
Cut 9.
You know, their sweat is soaked with the foundations of communities across the nation.
They're sweet.
You know, they're sweet. Their sweat is soaked with the foundations of communities across the nation.
Cut 21.
Presumptuous of me to say from the United States, but that must be the goal which guides us.
Presumptuous me to say.
Presumptuous of me to say from the United States, but...
Is presumption any relation to William Tecumseh Sherman? Cut 22.
For too long, Ireland has talked about in the past tense. We tell old stories of days gone by because it's good to remember. Stories of Irish grit and genius, saints and scholars, poets and politicians. And in the face of it, they're good stories on its face. Let's face it.
In the past past tense. Okay. 844-500-4242. Natural disasters can occur anywhere, anytime. Are you prepared? We think of food, water, shelter, and so forth, but what about an emergency medical supply? That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. I have peace of mind knowing I have access to life-saving medications in an emergency. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications are delivered right to your door at a fraction of the regular cost. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of 5 different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, pneumonia, and more. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. jacemedical.com. That's promo code Howie at jacemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves.
Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel, and in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say.
I mean, in terms of sheer volume of screw-ups, I think this has got to be a top 10 day of the Brandon administration. Wouldn't you say, Jared?
I wouldn't. Actually, I guess after that, he was allowed to speak again. And Matt grabbed a couple of cuts. This is glorious.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Let's go lick the world. Isn't that what that guy got arrested for on the Air Alaska flight, talking about licking somebody?
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
You have the right to remain silent. We're going to put you into the cell next to that other guy. Cut 18.
Ireland's contribution of 50 million euros is helping prevent treat wasting, child wasting, and supply ready-to-use therapeutic foods and reach 500,000 children in Africa.
Did you say you have another new one, Jared?
I used to stutter badly when I was a child. And it's something, if you know anybody who stuttered, it's a very debilitating thing. If I told you that to talk like that, people will smile. But if I told you I had a club foot when I was a kid that was fixed, no one would laugh about it. And so one of the things that she's looking at me, she said, Joe, remember who you are. Like, you're a Biden. Like, you know, what the hell is a Biden? You know what I mean? I'm like I'm a, you know, anyway.
Cut 16.
Ireland has committed more than 170 million euros in non-lethal aid to Ukraine, including vital protective gear, medical equipment, humanitarian support.
Is that a Freudian slip? Has committed 170 million euros in looting? Ukraine is doing the looting, not Ireland. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, Merrick Garland took pains to tell us that the Dighton kid belonged to the U.S. Air Force National Guard. And the rest of us, I identify the Air National Guard by the state, like the New Hampshire Air National Guard or the Vermont Air National Guard. Do you think he purposely avoided saying Massachusetts Air National Guard because there are no elected Republicans there?
I think that, you know, I don't think Merrick Garland has a lot of experience with the military, either regular or reserve National Guard, and I think probably he just doesn't know the difference. That would be my guess. I don't think there was he's a sneaky, sinister, duplicitous character, but I don't think he meant anything by that. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
I wanted to make, there are so many horribles in the Biden administration, but one that you cannot ignore is Merrick Garland. I mean, he seems like a totally mean guy. And I was explaining that he reminds me of someone from history, the Torquemada.
I don't know who he's talking about. 844-500-42. 508, imagine if he drank. Yeah, I know. Well, at least he hasn't made any jokes that I'm the only Irish guy you know who's never taken a drink or something like that. He said that in the past, too. I mean, he insults everybody. But he's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to the human race, whatever his ethnic group that he's claiming to be a member of that day. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.